Have you ever wondered who the Mary was from Bloody Mary? If the Loch Ness Monster was real, or if Ouija boards actually worked? On each episode of the family-friendly Unspookable, we look at the histories and mysteries behind your favorite scary stories, myths, and urban legends to get the real stories behind the scares. Want to solve your next mystery? Find and follow Unspookable now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Soundsington Media!
Hey, Brian, how old are you?
I'm a little reluctant to answer because I feel like my voice indicates, like, a youthful 33, but I just turned 35. How old are you?
I think I'm 33, right, Brian?
It's funny because I know you're serious. You don't know how old you are.
Do you reach an age and you start forgetting how old you are?
Well, the point is, the other day I was looking up at the sky and I started wondering how long our solar system has been around.
Well, did you know that our solar system formed about 4.5 billion years ago?
And did you know that our solar system is the only place we know of that harbors life?
Well, I'm excited. We're about to answer another stellar, make that interstellar, question from our listener community. This is Reaching Out from Reach, a space podcast for kids.
Reaching Out gives us the chance to answer real questions about space from kids around the world.
This week's question is from Megan in Perth, Australia.
We love hearing from our listeners in Australia. Megan wrote us an email and asked, how are solar systems formed?
Great question, Megan. Let's talk about our solar system right here at home. About 4.5 billion years ago, our solar system formed from a dense cloud of interstellar gas and dust. According to research from NASA, this cloud collapsed, possibly from a shockwave from a nearby exploding star.
Which is called a supernova.
Exactly. So when the dust cloud collapsed, it formed a spinning, swirling disk of material.
Also known as a solar nebula.
When gravity pulled material toward the center, the pressure became so great that hydrogen atoms formed helium and released a tremendous amount of energy.
This created our sun, which now accounts for 99% of available matter in our solar system. But what about the planets and moons?
Well, Brian, other matter in the solar nebula clumped and smashed together, forming objects which eventually grew big enough for their gravity to shape them into spheres.
And even smaller pieces became asteroids, meteoroids, and comets. That's a lot of work for a cloud of interstellar gas and dust.
And we thought weekend chores were tough.
Thanks for the fantastic question, Megan.
Got a question about space? We're here to help. Get your parents' permission and give us a call at 312-248-3402 for a chance to be featured on a future episode of Reaching Out.
Then leave us a message with your first name, where you're from, and your question for a chance to be featured in an upcoming episode.
We can also accept your questions via email. Just send us your first name, where you're from, and what question you'd like answered at reachthepodcast@gmail.com.
That's it for this week on Reaching Out. We're your hosts, Brian Holden
and Meredith Stepien. Reach is produced by Nate DeFort and Sandy Marshall and edited by Nate DeFort.
Our theme song and additional music was composed by Jesse Case.
And our logo was created by Stephen Lyons.
We're back next week with a full episode of Reach, a space podcast for kids.
Reach is a production of Soundsington Media, committed to making quality programming for young audiences and the young at heart. For more information on our shows and the people behind them, go to soundsingtonmedia.com.
We've all been there. You're standing in a museum staring at a painting and all you can think is, I don't get it. To me, knowing the story behind an artwork is a huge part of knowing how to look at it. I'm Amanda, the host of the Art of History podcast, where we view history through the lens of some really great works of art. Each episode, we dive deep into the bigger picture behind some familiar and maybe not so familiar pieces. Check out Art of History now wherever you get your podcasts.